Notes from Green Elsh, number 195. Step closer. This week, during my Easter break from teaching high school, my wife and I are visiting one of our daughters, who is attending college in Utah. Yesterday, we enjoyed a beautiful mountain hike, which meandered through the forest and occasionally opened up to grand panoramic views of rugged cliffs towering above a streamlined valley and flanked by a dramatic sky of billowy clouds. Parts of the trail harbored patches of stubborn snow, unwilling to relent to the onslaught of spring. At times, an alpine breeze would deliver an uplifting scent of pine. As long as I can remember, I've enjoyed being outdoors and experiencing the wonders of nature that hiking enables. Hiking is also a spiritual experience for me, to rest, reflect, and get refreshed. Free from my usual distractions, as I walk through nature, I walk with God. The beauty around me declares how wonderful God is, how faithfully He provides, and how in His perfect time, He will mightily heal those who trust Him and restore this fallen world to all they were meant to be in Jesus. As I walk, I confess my shortcomings and struggles. I share my needs and concerns and intercede on behalf of others. I ask questions and am open to change. I listen and receive God's comfort and counsel. I understand why the psalmist wrote, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." This is true not just during a nature hike, but also in the walk of everyday life. Step closer to God, and you will not only distance yourself from danger, but you'll also enjoy a better life now and forever. Step closer to God. The best in life is only found in God, for He is the source of abundant life. You can experience this awesome life with God through Jesus, God the Son, who died and rose again to make that possible for anyone who trusts Him as their Savior. How would you describe your relationship with Jesus? Have you come to trust and obey Him? Jesus taught that He is like a vine, and those who know Him are like branches. As a branch in a vine, you're either drawing your life from the vine, growing and bearing fruit, or you are withering, vainly trying to find fulfillment within yourself instead of abiding in the vine. Do you draw all you need from Jesus? Do you find peace and pleasure in pleasing Him? If not, why not? Ask God to help you identify and change whatever might be holding you back from stepping closer to Him. If you just spectate from a distance, it's difficult to see what Jesus is like, to listen to His words, to benefit from His guidance, or to carry out His calling. Step closer by confessing any wrongdoing and asking for His forgiveness. Then grow in love for Him and others by prayerfully practicing these 6 simple disciplines on your own and with other believers. 1. Sing, thank, and praise God for who He is, for what He's done, for what He's doing, and for what He will do. 2. Study His Word, the Bible. The book of John is a good place to start. When you study, ask, "What does this say about me and about God? What does this mean? And what should I do or change in response?" 3. Share what you are learning from God with others. 4. Serve others as Jesus would. 5. Stand in the gap to prayerfully intercede for others. And 6. Stay dependent on God. It's not through your striving that you grow. It's by relying on and submitting to God at work in you. Humbly draw near to God, and He promises to draw near to you. Step away from the deadly darkness, desires, and distractions of this world. One of the many benefits of stepping closer to God is that in the process, you are stepping away from the destructive results of self-centered living and worldly pursuits. In the Bible, God warns of apostasy, which is moving away from one's stand or state of being. At the end of this age, many people will move away from trusting and obeying God and away from what He has established as right, good, and true regarding humankind's nature. Although we don't know when the end of this age will be, we already see evidence of this apostasy. People are turning their back on God. Worldwide, the media, government, technology companies, and society are trying to change or destroy what it means to be a man, a woman, a married couple, a family, even what it means to be human. They devalue life by promoting or condoning abortion, infanticide, genocide, human trafficking, sexualization, and violence. They call good evil and evil good. They exalt lawlessness and censor, marginalize, and persecute those who stand for what's right. This is not new. Jesus rebuked the leaders of His day for neglecting God and not loving others. This resulted in a downward spiral of disastrous behavior. Not only did they refuse to trust and obey God, but they kept others from doing so also. They were hypocrites, having the appearance of being good, but being dead inside. They were proud. They imposed unnecessary legalistic burdens. They neglected justice and did not care for the poor. They oppressed people by withholding the truth. They persecuted and killed those who told the truth or who declared what they didn't want to hear. Unfortunately, we see this deadly cycle in leaders today. In fact, anyone who rejects Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, in favor of living life for themselves, will die. In the book of James, it says, "Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, as desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death." In writing about the end of this age and apostasy, the Apostle Paul wrote that the secret power of lawlessness was already at work, and that people will perish because they refused to love the truth. I don't want this to happen to you. If you want to escape the deadly trap of sin and the ways of this world, but you don't know God, you can. Simply confess any wrongdoing, receive His forgiveness, then trust and obey Jesus as He enables you. If you have come to know God, guard your heart and mind against anything that keeps you from growing in your relationship with Him. In your pursuit of God, don't get derailed by sin or sidetracked by troubles, worries, the deceitfulness of wealth, busyness, or insignificant objectives. Paul encouraged believers to receive God's protection and peace by rejoicing, giving thanks, praying, and thinking about what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, and excellent. Ask God for help in this, and for his discernment regarding anything deceptive or dangerous. Take thoughts captive to the obedience of Jesus. Study and meditate on God's Word to renew your mind. His Word is like a sword, which you can use to advance the gospel and to defend against attacks from the devil. Avoid people and situations which will cause you to sin. Instead, step closer to God. Again, in the book of James, it says, "For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." Although apostasy will continue for many, it doesn't have to be that way for you and others around you. Share God's love and salvation. Pray for people to step closer to God and away from their sin and this world. Step closer to God's coming kingdom. After Jesus died and rose again, but before he ascended to heaven, he told his disciples that he would return again. He instructed them to share his love and salvation with others by going, baptizing, and teaching people to obey all that he commanded them. After Jesus ascended, God sent his Spirit to indwell each believer. The Spirit helps believers understand and carry out Jesus' mission of reconciliation by comforting, counseling, training, and empowering them. If you follow Jesus, he has given you his Spirit and is calling you to step with him in his mission as you actively wait for his return. Along the way, expect opposition and deception, but don't grow weary in doing good and spreading the gospel. Joyfully serve God and others, knowing that he is far greater than Satan. Nothing can separate you from his love. Remain faithful, available, and teachable. Use the time, talents, and treasure God gives you to step into kingdom opportunities where you connect with people and share God's love and salvation. As the end of this age draws near, there will be an increase in wickedness, an exaltation of humankind and creation over God, a lack of love, and a hardening of hearts. But in God's perfect time, Jesus will return to consummate his kingdom and make things right. He will gather and reward believers, judge unbelievers, restore creation, and vanquish sin, death, and Satan. Live eternally now, stepping by faith toward all God is doing to bring people from every tribe, tongue, and nation, as well as all of creation, under the benevolent headship of Jesus Christ. Life is made of relationships, choices, and moments. By faith, choose to make your relationship with God your most important pursuit every day. Step closer to Him and farther from the world and your old self-centered way of life. As you expect Jesus to return and establish righteousness, listen to God's Spirit and act in His power to share God's love and salvation with others, so they will hopefully step closer to God also.